Hello, welcome to Think It Through. This is Trevor Sloan, Ratio Christi Chapter Director at Kansas State University and Secretary on the Executive Board of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. We're here every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time on Angel 95 FM. I have on the phone with me Tim Stratton. He is working on a Master's of Arts in Christian Apologetics at Biola University, currently finishing up his thesis on basically naturalism and the existence of the soul. How you doing today, Tim?
I'm doing great, Trevor. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to have you on, brother.
Okay.
First off, what is naturalism?
Well, naturalism, basically in a nutshell, is the view that only nature exists. Sometimes people like to use the words materialism or physicalism. Usually I use these terms all, you know, synonymously with each other. There are some fine differences, but for the sake of my argument, when I talk about naturalism, that is the belief that only physical things exist, only things in the natural universe exist. So that's it in a nutshell. Naturalism believes that only natural things exist.
Okay, if you were going to distinguish naturalism from materialism, how would you do so?
Wow, materialism would be that only matter exists. I guess some naturalists would want to argue that there's something that rides on top of matter, so to speak, that might be unnatural.
All right, now, would you agree that the basic difference between naturalism and materialism is mostly definitional, and that naturalism is that only nature exists, and materialism is basically that only matter exists? And although there is a distinction there, it's minimal, and one really goes hand in hand with the other ultimately.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah. All right, second question. Why is it a false worldview, naturalism, that is?
Why is naturalism a false worldview?
Yes.
Well, there's many reasons to come to that conclusion.
Very good. Give me some.
Yeah, we're aware of the, probably most of us are aware of the cumulative case that guys like Dr. William Lane Craig uses all the time. I mean, each of these arguments demonstrates that God exists, and if God exists, then God, by definition, is the creator of nature, and therefore is not nature. That'd be like saying nature existed before nature existed, or that matter existed before matter existed.
So absolutely,
all of these things that and the logical deductive conclusion that therefore God exists disproves naturalism. But with my argument, I'm going a little bit, I'm taking a different tactic here, and I'm going to argue that there is an immaterial aspect of humanity that I call a soul. Some people like to call it spirit. Some people call it mind, not to be confused with the brain. But for my purposes, I use the word soul. And so I'm going to argue that the soul exists, and that the soul is something that is immaterial. It's not made of matter. It's supernatural. That means it's something other than nature. And so I'm going to disprove the view that only physical things exist by proving the soul exists.
Very good, very good. All right, can Christianity be true if naturalism is true?
No, it can't be, because Christianity, the truth of Christianity only hinges on two things. And then we can debate the other issues that go along with it. But the truth of Christianity hinges on God's existence and the resurrection of Jesus. Now, God, by definition, is the creator of nature, so naturalism can't be true if God exists, because God would be, as I said earlier, something that is supernatural or outside of nature, or something other than nature. And so God would be this an immaterial substance or a mind that causes the universe to come into being. And so right off the bat, naturalism can't be true if God exists. Also, the resurrection of Jesus, which we have historical evidence for, I think it was David Hume that said, dead men don't rise naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with that. Now we have this historical evidence of the resurrection, and so we've got to have a supernatural explanation for this historic event, and I think the inference to the best explanation here is that God raised Jesus from the dead. So, Christianity, if naturalism is true, Christianity by definition is false. But if God exists, and Jesus is risen from the dead, then by definition, naturalism is false, and we have evidence that God exists and that Jesus rose from the dead. And we can even take this further, as I'm going to do, and show that we have evidence that an immaterial soul must exist as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I talked with you a couple weeks ago when I was out there in Kearney, if naturalism is true, you know, dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And naturalism defeats itself because it's a concept. Yeah. It's not natural.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. And you already addressed the question, can God exist if naturalism is true? And you already addressed the question, why or why not? So is there anything else you'd like to say about naturalism?
Well, if naturalism is true, then all things are determined by the laws of nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if all that exists is natural, physical things, material things, if naturalism is true, then all things are determined by the laws of nature, right? So this is namely physics and chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all things are determined by the laws of nature, well, then it follows logically that our thoughts and beliefs are determined by the laws of nature. As Sam Harris says, who's a famous atheist, he's come to the conclusion that our thoughts are not our own. They are determined by physics and chemistry, the laws of nature and past events, and your thoughts are not your own. You're forced to have your thoughts by causal forces other than yourself, and so therefore you're not in control of your own thoughts. It's just an illusion. Well, if that's the case, then why assume that your thoughts and beliefs are any good? Why assume, if your thoughts and beliefs are forced upon you by the laws of nature and past events, why think they're any good, let alone true? Especially if I have different thoughts and beliefs than you do, then why assume yours are true if everything is determined by the laws of nature? So just, you know, all you're left with is question-begging assumptions, right? And that's a logical fallacy, to beg questions or to reason in a circle.
Yeah.
It just doesn't count as a good argument, as good evidence that your view is true. You're just assuming it's true with no good reason, no justification for it. And let me tell you, knowledge is defined as justified true belief.
Absolutely.
Now that first word is justified. You have no justification to assume your determined beliefs are true. It's just, like I said, question-begging assumptions. So if you have no justification, well, guess what? You don't have knowledge of anything.
Absolutely.
So if a naturalist is going to claim naturalism is true, what they're really doing is saying they don't have knowledge of anything. And so, therefore, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, and I think that goes along with what you were saying earlier, Trevor. If naturalism is true, you don't know anything.
Yeah, and I would even add that, you know, as far as Sam Harris is concerned, if naturalism is true, then truth is not natural. So what is his basis for saying that your knowledge or your beliefs are or are not true in the first place?
Yeah, you can't do it.
You know, it's question begging, absolutely.
Yeah, just assumptions.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time, Tim. It's great to have you as a friend. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, Trevor.
No problem.
It's an honor to be here, and I'd be glad to come back anytime.
We've been talking with Tim Stratton, working on a Master's of Arts in Apologetics at Biola University. Good friend and a great guy. All right, now we're going to talk a little bit more about naturalism and science. A lot of people get those two confused. I had a question come in through email, basically about science. It didn't really have anything to do with naturalism, so I want to distinguish the two. Naturalism, as Tim said, is the idea that only nature exists. Science, on the other hand, is the study of nature. Now, there's something very important that we need to realize about science. Science does not imply naturalism. In fact, science implies the existence of God. The very fact that science is the study of nature, the cosmological argument, everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist. Therefore, the universe must have a cause. And there is evidence, plenty of evidence, scientific evidence actually, that shows that the universe did in fact have a beginning. This argument shows that the universe, i.e. nature, has a cause, and that cause, we believe as Christians for good reasons, is God. And so science, as the study of nature, actually implies the existence of God, because nature was created by God. And so to say that science implies naturalism or that naturalism implies science is really, it's not true at all. Also, naturalism is self-defeating, as I talked about with Tim a little bit. If naturalism is true, then naturalism is false, which is nonsensical. It's a contradiction. Naturalism itself is an idea. It's a concept. It's not natural. So by definition, if naturalism is true, naturalism is false. Also, naturalism goes hand in hand with evolution. It doesn't imply evolution, but most people that are naturalists believe in evolution because they believe that evolution negates the necessity of a God. But as we just saw, science, which is the study of nature, implies that God exists. So people that are doing science, i.e. scientists, are pretty much implying that God exists by having their very profession. So, that's something to think about. Also, naturalism makes us, and this is going to sound weird, but it really does make us less intelligent if we espouse it. Because as we just saw, naturalism is self-defeating, it's impossible to be true, and it implies basically the very things that it refutes. So, I mean, just think about that next time somebody comes up to you and says, I'm a naturalist, or how do you know naturalism isn't true? Just think about those things. Thanks for listening to Think It Through. Be sure to listen every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time. We'd appreciate your comments as well. Email questions to thinkitthroughapologetics@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our Ratio Christi website at ratiochristi.org/K-State.